Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Introducing ADT self-setup, featuring everything from motion sensors to Google Nest cams and the Nest doorbell with a battery or wired option. Easily install the ADT self-setup security system at your convenience. This is so good because I can't set up anything.
I know, me neither.
And they've made it simple. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm terrible. I can't get an electric toothbrush to function properly.
Yeah, so easy even Conan O'Brien can do it.
That's what they should say from now on. Yeah. No heavy-duty tools are needed. And if you need help, ADT can provide virtual assistance along the way. Also features Nest cams that can tell the difference between a person, an animal, a vehicle, or with the Nest doorbell, even a package.
That's cool.
That's cool. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Conan, Sona, meet Brenna.
Hello, Brenna. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
Tell us, I have so many questions for you. Brenna, tell us a little bit about yourself. I see that you like the color purple because the wall behind you is painted a very dynamic purple.
Yes, it is. Well, my name is Brenna. I'm from Louisville, Colorado, and I graduated with a degree in biology, and I was studying herpetology, which is the study of reptiles and amphibians.
Oh, I thought that was a study of herpes. I got confused for a second.
Basically what everybody thinks.
Yeah, well, it's not the first joke I've made that everyone else has also made. So herpetology is the study of reptiles.
Yeah, reptiles and amphibians.
And that's what you studied. Do you use that in your current life? Do you use the fact that you studied reptiles?
Well, during college, I went and I studied abroad in Australia. Uh-huh. And so that's like the home of the best reptiles and amphibians, in my opinion. And so
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm a proud American, so no. I think we've got the killer. I don't like this. I go to other countries for the good reptiles. If you like those countries so much, why don't you marry them? I'm sorry. I snapped at you, Brenna. I'm really way too keyed up.
Yeah.
You went, of course, I've been to Australia and I love America, but I do think Australia has the better reptiles.
Yeah, they're definitely really cool. But anyway, so after I graduated, I worked at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, and back in Australia, though, and I was studying birds. So that was a different thing, but it's not technically what I do for work right now.
Do you feel like you betrayed the reptiles to study birds?
Well, some people say that birds are just like modern day dinosaurs. So they're basically a reptile, but not really.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't say that at all. I say there are reptiles and there are birds. So I don't care what some people say who are misinformed and took the wrong message away from Jurassic Park. Anywho, here's what I'll say. You've studied these things. And I'm very proud of you because I love meeting young people that are learning and studying and just aren't on TikTok all the time, you know?
Yeah.
And eating their gummy weed.
Yeah.
But you are actually have studied things. What do you do now?
So I work for a really cool nonprofit called Reverb. And what we do is we work with touring musicians and bands to make their tours more environmentally friendly.
That's a very cool idea.
Yeah. So it kind of combines science and my other love of music and art and things like that.
That's very, I like that. I love music and I think it's important to take care of the planet. So what kind of things, let's say I was going to go out on the road with my band, the Bad Clams, and we were going to perform our newest album, Taking It to the Limit, and we were going to go out there. I'm just making this up.
Oh my God.
But I'm out there with my band, the Bad Clams, and we're doing our album.
Taking It to the Limit.
Taking It to the Limit. And I want to do a tour. How would you advise me to be environmentally friendly?
So there's things that we do like front of house and then backstage. Backstage, we do things like make sure there's recycling and compost and all the basic stuff. But also we have fans come. So your fans of the Bad Clans would come and they would basically be volunteers, and they would volunteer for an hour, give their time, talk about some cool environmental things that we were doing, maybe sell some water bottles to raise money for some local nonprofits. And maybe we'd have your tour bus be powered by environmentally friendly eco fuels or
But
here,
here's the
like
problem,
that.
Brenna, I don't know if you know what my fans are like, especially fans of my band, the Bad Clams.
What are they called, your fans?
They're called Clammers.
Okay.
Or clam heads, whatever. But when clam heads show up at my show, they're all smashed on Molly. So when you try and get them to gather around out by the bus that burns French fry oil and has a rainbow painted on the side, they're going to be like, screw this, man. Bad clams, bring out the band, you know, and they'll be spinning and jumping around and playing hacky sack. Even though there's no hacky sack pillow, they'll think there is. Mm-hmm. So that's the problem is I think sometimes rock and roll and environmentally conscious meetings just before a rock show may not mix. Do you ever have that problem?
Well, we work with a pretty diverse amount of like artists of different types of genres and ages and things like that. And we haven't really had that problem. I think a lot of it has to do with that these people get to go to the show for free.
So they volunteer
and then they get to go.
Yeah, free. I see what you're doing. Free, anyone will show up and they'll do as they're told.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Well, I like what you're doing. Do you think your love of reptiles is ever going to come back into the picture? Do you think you're ever going to get back to reptiles, back to your true passion?
I hope so. So I hope to go to grad school in the future and maybe get my PhD.
Well, are you trying to save up for grad school? Is that the idea?
Yeah.
But you're working for a nonprofit. Are they paying you at the nonprofit?
Yeah, they are.
You got to go to Wall Street, man. Go to Wall Street and buy some Bitcoin. You know,
thankfully, a lot of science jobs are fully funded when you go to grad school, so you don't have to pay a whole lot.
Right.
Oh, that's cool.
Right. Yeah. No, I applaud you and I applaud what you're doing. And I think it's very cool.
I do, too.
I really think you seem like a good person. Now, let's hear about we've heard about Brenna, the herpetologist. We've heard about Brenna, the nonprofit, eco-friendly orchestra and band organizer. We've heard about that.
Yeah.
We've heard about that Brenna. But what about the real Brenna, the flesh and blood Brenna, who lives and breathes, who I'm speaking to now? Tell us about you. What are you like as a person? What kind of family do you come from? Who are you?
Well, I come from a family of four. I have a mom and a dad and an older brother.
Aww.
I've got two snakes and a tortoise and a dog.
Wow.
You have two snakes. What kind of snakes do you have?
I have a ball python and a Borneo short-tailed python.
What?
Couldn't they attack you and kill you?
No, I wouldn't think so. They're about 4 feet long.
I wouldn't think so. It means that you've put very little thought into this.
Well, they're not that big. But if you maybe were just like gave up, maybe they could.
What you're saying is that if you got into a fight with your 4 foot long python, the only way you would die is if you decided, what's the point?
Yeah.
Okay. So if a 4 foot python attack is combined with severe depression, then that would be the end of you, right?
Yeah.
Other than that,
mix.
You'd be fine. Okay. Sonia, you just keep making noises like, oh.
I'm sorry.
And you know what's so weird? Sonia is very pregnant, and you're super empathetic right now.
Yeah.
She said, I come from a family. She said, I have a mom, a dad, and an older brother. And you went, aw. She just described the most common nuclear family in the world. And you went, oh.
That's like my family, though.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, what if she said, I come from a giant Irish family of six people with six kids?
If Brenna had said, and I mean this, if I said, Brenna, so tell us a little bit about yourself. Well, right now I'm wearing sneakers. You'd have gone, oh.
I know.
Sneakers.
Sneakers are
pillows
nice.
For the feet. Oh. Brenna, I want to know a little bit. Tell me about your dad. I like to know about the dad. I think the dad is often the key, the psychological key. I know he is with me. If you're listening, Pop, you know what you did. Go ahead.
He's not listening.
I know, he's not listening. Trust me.
My dad works for a company called the Kong Company, if you've ever heard of it. They make dog toys and cat toys and things like that.
You're kidding. I know Kong.
I know Kong, too.
Yeah. And so he designs a lot of dog toys
Let me explain to our listeners in case they don't know. Kong is, it's almost this, it's got kind of a three-dimensional triangular shape, but it's rounded.
Kind of like a snowman.
Like a snowman or a cone. And then there's a hole in it, and you put a dog treat in it, and the genius move behind it, it's kind of sick and sadistic, but it works, is you throw it in the middle of the lawn, and your dog goes trotting over, and he knows there's a treat in there, but he can't get at it. Oh, so he spends hours trying to get the treat out.
That sounds awful.
Well, that's what Kong is, and Kong works.
Okay.
Yeah.
It works. What is it supposed to do?
It's supposed
to keep
your
dog's mind busy. So if they're, like, or if they have separation anxiety or something, when you leave the house, you could give them the Kong. It keeps them busy, keeps their mind occupied while you're away, things like
It's basically like if I told my older brother, Neil, there's a strawberry rhubarb pie in that room, but I locked it and you're not going to get in there. And I took away all of Neil's tools. That's basically what it is. That's what Kong is. And Nia was just pawing at this door. I'm sorry, but my brother doesn't know how to use his fingers. He just paws at things.
That's bad.
But anyway, Kong is kind of ingenious. It worked with our dog for a while. And then I think our dog went online and ordered an X-Acto blade. And just and just chopped up the Kong and got the treat out.
I would do that.
Yeah. So, but it's good for your dad. So your dad works for that company. He works. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed something? Your father indirectly works with animals, and your dream is to work with animals.
Yeah, and it's also kind of a cool creative job, and I do art and things like that. So I guess I get that from him. But my mom also had a degree in graphic design, so I guess it's a little bit.
You
from
come
her
from
as
very
well.
You're a smart family.
Nothing brings a family together like a large two-topping pizza. It's the perfect way to celebrate any occasion. This happens all the time at my house.
Yeah.
I say, kids, let's get together. Your father wants to tell you stories of his childhood. Nobody comes running, all right? But guess what? When I get one of those two large two-topping pizzas at Domino's, suddenly everybody wants to hear from Daddy. At Domino's, you can carry out large two-topping pizzas for just $6.99 for this week only. No limit on number of pizzas. You know, what toppings do you like? I like pepperoni.
I like pepperoni. I like olive. I like bell pepper. I like mushrooms. I know you don't like mushrooms. I like mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to out me as a no mushroom guy, but okay. Domino's Pizza. That's the way to get the whole family together. And this is a great deal. Visit Domino's.com or use the app to order your large two-topping pizzas for $6.99 each. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 422 through 428. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where
California.
You go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident, so are you. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching, you can go hiking in Yosemite, and then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want, they got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere. Endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy minigames. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money. Or you can go after their fortune changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know when brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loud-speaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's the one for you.
That was
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com. Do you have a question for me, Brenda? Because I do like to try and help people if I can.
Uh-huh. Okay, so picture this. You have a fan who is a biologist, but like an explorer, and they've gone into the Amazon or into the jungle in Australia or somewhere in the world, and they've found a new species. What would you want that species to be? And they're your fan, so they want to name it after you. So what is that animal? It could be a plant. It could be a mineral if you really want. But what would it be named and what would it be?
Don't make it a plant or a mineral.
No. It's not going to be a plant or a mineral. I despise plants and minerals.
Oh.
I won't eat a salad, and I think rocks are a huge waste of time and should be crushed into the smallest size possible. I do. I've always
what
been.
What beef
I've been,
do you have?
I've been anti-rock my whole life.
Okay.
What do they do? They're just there, and everyone's like, oh, look, it's a rock. So no.
What an important position.
Yeah. Well, sorry. I like to stake out controversial positions, and I'm not afraid. I get some online hate for my anti-rock views, but I'll stick by them. Brenna, first of all, I love how you said, picture this, imagine there's a fan, and then you described yourself to a T.
Really
a woman whose dad designs a dog toy, let's call it a glong. And let's just imagine, if you will, that she studied reptiles and is maybe going to study reptiles again and go to, say, Australia, the only place you've been. So you're not fooling anyone, Brenna. It's clear that that was your way of telling me you're a huge fan. And, you know, you just were too embarrassed to say it. I think that's
what
I took. Yeah, got you. What would I want? I would want, I have to say, when I was over in Australia, I loved those animals that just sort of hang around, you know, like your sloths or your, what's the one that?
The koalas.
The koalas. I like a real chill animal, but I think that most people wouldn't associate that with me.
No.
So it's probably going to have to be some kind of a lemur. A lemur with darting Steve Buscemi eyes.
Yeah.
And it's like me. It's hyped up. It thinks way too much. It's on something, and it's hyper. It doesn't live as long as other mammals, but it's super jittery, and it's got a lot of ideas, and it talks too much. So that would be the animal that I would want. Am I describing an animal that actually exists?
Yeah.
Based off of what you were saying and, like, short-lived, kind of just like goes for it and is also kind of orange.
I never said orange. I never said orange. And you really hit the short-lived thing. Let's not hit that too hard.
You said so many things, and short-lived is what she went off of.
Because I had in my mind, I was thinking of a quoll, which is an Australian mammal that only lives for about a year.
Yeah, but what a year. I mean,
I know.
It's only alive for a year, but the female quolls know it's only around for a year. So he's got like a bad boy reputation. He's like a James Dean. They know. And so he gets a lot of action.
He hits it and quits it.
Pretty much.
Yeah, right? So it's a quoll?
Yeah, it's really cool. You should look it up and see what it looks like sometime.
Yeah, Sona, do that for me. I don't look things up.
Quoll.
How do you spell that?
Quoll.
Quoll. That's what I want. I want to be a species of quoll.
Oh my God.
Let me see it.
Oh God.
Let me check it out. Let me take a look at this quoll here.
It's not cute.
It's cute. It's cute.
You know what? I want to say it is an exotic rat.
It's not a rat.
It's a rat.
It's not a rat.
It looks
like a marsupial.
I'm telling you what it looks like. Oh, does that mean it has a pouch if it's a marsupial?
Yes.
Okay. Look at me.
Oh, you got a pouch.
Yeah. So it looks like a rat that's traveled a lot in Europe, has family money, and has a fanny pack, i.e. pouch. That's what the quoll looks like. And you know what? We have to name a quoll after me, Conan O'Brien. That's what I want. I want the quoll. Why does it only live for a year? Does it ride a motorcycle? What is it? What's the problem with the quoll?
You know, I was talking to my professor about this, and I had these same questions, and I'm not entirely sure if I got the answer or if I just don't remember, but
I love your honesty. My professor told me, I don't know, I don't think I was listening.
But we were on a camping trip, and he studies spotted quolls in Australia, and it's like one of the shortest lifespans of any mammal, so I think they just... You know, they get what they need done quickly.
Yes.
Oh,
you have to be efficient.
Yeah.
That's if I was a quoll and people were saying to me, hey, Conan, do you mind? I want to. Hey, I got a year. No, I'm not going to tell you which cork board I prefer.
Yeah.
That's your decision. I don't have time for this.
Yeah. What would you be doing? Like working on your novel?
No. Oh. You said it yourself, hitting it and quitting it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Living life to the edge. I would be traveling constantly.
So many drugs.
Oh. Man, to be a quoll.
Yeah.
It's only a year, but what a year. Brenna, you're an inspiration to me. And I'll tell you why. Because you're young and smart and you seem like a cool person and you're using your mind. And those are all things that impress me a great deal.
Thanks.
So, and I think you're going to get a quoll named after me.
Maybe.
Well, what do you mean maybe? Just say yes.
Well, it's kind of hard to find new mammals these days.
Tell me about it.
But I'll try.
What?
I just like, tell me about it. Hard to find new mammals. Tell me about it. Conan, are you looking for mammals? I'm in the bars all the time. I can't meet a decent new mammal.
Oh, good.
Brenna, you've pretty much promised me you're going to find a new species of quoll that has not been named yet. And you have to give me the Latin equivalent of Conan, whatever that would be.
Okay, sounds good.
Coninus?
Coninus? I don't know.
Well, don't make it sound like
Latin
penis.
Names have Latin names have two parts, so you got to have two parts to that.
No, I know they have to have two parts, but it has to be like Conan. We got to figure this out.
Coninus? O'Brieninus.
No, let's Lizzie O'Brien part.
Oh, you don't want it?
I guess giving my brothers and sisters a free ride.
I mean, some animals have just like the same name twice, like gorilla. Gorilla is a scientific name for a gorilla.
Coninus.
Or Conan.
Just Conan. It gets the name out twice. It's good for marketing. It
doesn't sound like a Latin name.
Excuse me.
Okay.
We've decided. Okay. You were going down Conius and Glunius, and that's no
Coney,
good.
You said you didn't like it to rhyme with penis, so I just kept going with that.
Well, guess what, Brenna? We're out of time. Whenever Sona is really getting on my last nerve. I really like talking to you, and best of luck. And where are you right now as we speak?
I'm in Louisville, Colorado.
Oh, very cool. All right.
Yeah,
how's
right
the weather there?
It's really
hot. Oh, outside
today.
Boulder. Man. Okay.
Yeah. It's like 90-something right now.
Brenna, a true joy and a pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. I just wanted to thank you. When I was in the Bunyan Mountains, I had to do a lot of work just in the field by myself, and I started listening to the podcast, and it brought me a lot of joy. It was you and Arcade Fire who really got me through 2020, so...
Hey.
Oh, hey, I'm in good company. I love Arcade Fire.
Me too. I love them, too. If anyone from Arcade Fire is listening, just know I love you.
Okay. but sort of more, a little more Conan than Arcade Fire?
Well, you know.
Wow.
No, I love you, Paul.
Brenna, I only have a year to live, and that's how you treat me? I'm a very short-lived mammal.
She came on the podcast just to get to Arcade Fire.
You're using me to get to Arcade Fire. I love it.
No.
Brenna, seriously, thank you very much.
Just one more thing. The DIY Conan episode that you did this last year, my dog and I were in it. I played Sona. My dog played you, Conan.
Hey! Oh, my God. Oh!
Good. Do you want to show you the picture?
Yeah, show me the picture so we can find it. Yes!
I remember that.
I remember that. That was really funny.
Thanks.
That was great.
And so I got the little Conan Funko Pops.
I saw that in the back. Do you see that Funko Pop?
Yeah, we want those back, by the way. Well, we realized your entry wasn't legitimate, so you need to return. We're coming for them right now. I'm sending 3 marsupials to get them back. Hey, Brenna, thanks for being such a cool fan. I really appreciate it.
Bill, thanks for having me. It was really special.
Yeah, we'll see you soon. I know we will. Our paths will cross. You'll see.
Will do.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.